I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
Maceo Parker was the heart and soul of James Brown's horn section, performing funky sax riffs on hits like I Feel Good, I Got You. While his illustrious career as a sideman and soloist is well documented in 98% Funky Stuff, he says the book is anything but confessional.
You know, you can't tell everything. You know, a lot of things are like really, really, really private, which may not even concern me, but it's other people who I happen to be working with. You see things and hear things you just consider private. You know, you just can't share everything with the world. And so you go through and sort of shift out those things, nah, and then you come up with something that is almost like 98% funky stuff.
Maceo Parker recounts his childhood in Kinston, North Carolina, where he inherited a love for music from his parents. His father played piano and drums, and both his mother and father sang in their church choir. Maceo's uncle was also a musician and sometimes invited him and his brothers, Melvin and Kellis, to perform during intermission at his band's nightclub shows. Maceo says he will never forget meeting James Brown for the first time. Writing in his book, he recalls how Brown immediately hired him to play sax in his band after offering to hire his brother Melvin to play drums.
At that time, I was playing tenor saxophone. Was my major instrument. But the first thing he ever said to me was, do you play baritone sax? So I answered him like this, yes, sir. Then he says, do you own a baritone sax? And I go, yes, sir. Then he said, tell you what, if you can get a baritone sax, I give you 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, then you can have a job too, stick his hand out to shake my hand, same as he did in Melbourne. That was the little process of sealing the deal.
Maceo also discusses working with George Clinton of the famed 1970s funk group Parliament, as well as his reaction to the death of his musical hero, Ray Charles. Maceo's latest solo album, a live collection of R&B cover songs called Soul Classics, appeared in 2012. Now 70, he continues to perform throughout the world, bringing his brand of feel-good music to fans of all ages.
When I look out in the audience and you know, I may see a 10-year-old or 8-year-old or 9-year-old there in the audience for my show, that makes me feel really, really good. People know that I can bring my kids to a Maceo Parker show and I don't have to see a lot of stuff or hear a lot of stuff that they don't need to hear or see. That makes me feel good, too.
For more on Maceo Parker and his book, 98% Funky Stuff, My Life in Music, visit maceo.com. I'm Doug Levine.
Sit yourself down in your car and take a ride while you're moving, rock.